Thank you. Thank you. For those of you that didn't recognize the instrument I played on the last chorus of that tune, it was, of course, a piccolo. That's the piccolo. Piccolo comes from the Italian word for, boy, I'm glad it's not a tuba I have to carry to the next venue. Well, another kind of music that was very popular at the same time was ragtime. Ragtime comes from the English words ragged time, and that refers to the syncopations that were prevalent in that style of music. Now, of course, ragtime was predominantly a form of piano music, which probably explains why I'm up here giving this part of the seminar.
Not a seminar.
We're not Catholic.
Anyway. Piano music was actually the most common form of entertainment in the home at this period of time. There are pianos in almost every home in the United States. And if the people in the home couldn't play the pianos played themselves. And for that reason, sheet music and piano rolls were as popular back then as our tapes and CDs are in your homes right now.
We hope.
Anyway, ragtime at first was considered a form of evil music. And people like you would probably never be caught in an establishment that played ragtime. In fact, ragtime was at one point banned by the American Federation of Musicians, whoever they are. But luckily for us, the musicians and the people of the time didn't listen to all of that, and ragtime flourished. Yay! It's important to cue the audience. Anyway, at this point in time in New Orleans, the brass bands, like the one you just heard, began experimenting with the ragtime idiom. And as they did, they added the piano to the band. It was one of the great turning points in jazz, of course. With the piano in the band and its ability to fill out the chords, the bands could become smaller and therefore fit into those evil places that played ragtime.
And cheaper.
That's right. It was cheaper to hire them at that point.
Some of us could fit.
One of the best-known proponents of this merging of ragtime and brass band styles was the great Jelly Roll Morton. But of course, you know his name wasn't really Jelly Roll. It was Ferdinand Morton. But he had to change it because he discovered that no one would buy a tune called "I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Ferdinand." But we've decided to play one of Jelly Roll's ragtime tunes, the Wolverine Blues, for you. And I'm going to start it off as a piano-only solo, the way Jelly Roll originally recorded it. And about halfway through, we'll add the street musicians. Yeah, don't worry, Mike, it's a promotion. And I've also taken great care to learn this exactly the way Jelly Roll recorded it, note for note off the recording. So, if you hear any mistakes, they're not mine, they're Jelly Roll's. Here's the Wolverine Blues.